Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1384. Visible translated text is as follows. Craven and witnessed by E.H. Pickett and Angus Morrison Jr., both of whom are white men also in the employ of the Beck and Gregg Hardware Company, and these witnesses told McKnight that he would be obliged to stick to the story prepared for him by Craven, as they had witnessed same, and that in the event he undertook to deny said story, they would send him to the chain gang and explain to him that the word of three white men would be taken in preference to that of any Negro. That the said McKnight states that the story prepared for him by said Craven is not the truth, and that the evidence given at said trial is not the truth. That Craven told McKnight to say that McKnight's wife, Manola McKnight, had stated to him that when defendant came home April 26th, that he was drunk, and that the said Manola McKnight had seen the defendant with a pistol in his hand and heard him threaten to shoot himself, and that while drunk that night, the defendant had made his wife sleep on the floor. That these stories were invented by the said Craven, who told him to swear to these facts in order to support the evidence of his wife, Manola McKnight, who had made an affidavit to the same alleged facts. Defendant further shows that the said Albert McKnight now states that it is true that on April 28, 1913, he called at the Selig home to see his wife Manola, but that he reached said Selig home a little before 12 o'clock, noon, and that he left there when he heard the 12:30 o'clock whistle blow. That when he reached the Selig home that day, his wife Manola was preparing the noontime meal, and that the said Albert McKnight did not see the defendant at all on said date at any time or place, and that his evidence at the trial of the defendant to the effect that he had seen the defendant was the result of the plan perused by the said Craven to collect the reward offered for the arrest and conviction of the murderer of Mary Fagan, a part of which reward was promised to the said Albert McKnight by the said Craven as a reward for the false testimony Albert McKnight was to give at the trial, that the said Albert McKnight told Craven that he did not want to tell any lies on defendant, but Craven would tell him that, in